So we come to the end of our Advent journey, 28 days, 4 weeks, a video on each day. And well, there have been a few little glitches along the way, but thank you for journeying with me and with one another through this Advent. Yes, today we are going to hear and meet Maris Buchanan and hear something of her recent visit to Africa, to Uganda and to Tanzania. So, without further ado, let's go and meet Maris.
Hello, Maris. Good to connect with you like this. Maris, you... I know we're in general practice in this area and certainly haven't been having a quiet retirement, I don't think. Keep yourself quite busy.
Well, I've been doing locums recently in Lochaleen, Balahulish and Malig. And last week, unexpectedly went to Balahulish as they were short-staffed. I hadn't planned to work so soon after returning from my last visit to Africa, but it was good to be back in the practice in Balahulish, although unexpected.
Right. Well, it was your trip to Africa that we really want to focus on. And I know that you've recently been in Uganda and Tanzania, and that was through the Vine Trust. And I've certainly known of the Vine Trust for, well, a number of years, really, since Albert Bogle and Willie McPherson and others set that up, which will be, goodness, it'll be quite a while ago now. Tell us a wee bit about the Vine Trust.
The Vine Trust started off, as you say, with Albert Bogle and Willie McPherson in Bowness. They were raising funds for overseas projects and then became interested in the possibility of working in Peru in conjunction with the Scripture Union in Iquitos in the Amazon basin, not a particularly well-known part of Peru, but a part of Peru badly in need of health care and also support for street children and orphans. So initially, the Vine Trust worked with Scripture Union, but then separated from Scripture Union to concentrate on medical work on the Amazon. And now the Vine Trust has two boats on the Amazon, Amazon Hope 2, an older boat, and a new boat called Fourth Hope, which is a converted ferry. So it's more luxurious than the naval tenders. More recently, the Vine Trust got another naval tender to take to Tanzania, to Lake Victoria. And this was somewhat of an adventure as the boat had to be taken overland through Kenya to the lake where it now operates. And the program there is running in conjunction with the main church in Tanzania, the Africa Inland Church of Tanzania, AICT. So there's a Tanzanian team on the boat, and groups of volunteers go to join to work with the Tanzanian team. And the areas visited are islands in Lake Victoria where there are fishing communities living often in very, very poor housing, very poor conditions, with very little clean water, no sewage facilities at all, and very little medical care. There are health posts on some of the islands, but very often the health posts have no one actually working there. They have no equipment, no medicines available. And people sadly often revert to using traditional medicine, which can result in complications, infection, and so on.
So how long were you out in Africa?
I was there for a month altogether. Part of the time was spent in Uganda, where I was visiting a couple of projects I've been involved in there. And then I flew on to Tanzania to join the Vine Trust trip, which was about 2 weeks.
Right. And what sort of work were you engaged in? What was a typical day like working in Africa?
Well, on the boat, we as GPs were doing really general practice type work, seeing people who were queuing up with various problems. There were a lot of skin problems, a lot of worm infestations, a lot of malaria, people with malaria. We were consulting on the top deck of the boat in cubicles made of canvas partitions. And this was interesting when the rain came, as it did most days, being the wet season. We were often sitting with our waterproofs on and even an umbrella up, because the cubicles and these canvas partitions were certainly not very waterproof. So it did get quite stormy at times on the lake. And occasionally it was just a bit too rough for people to be coming in the small boat out to the Vine Trust boat, the Jubilee Hope. But most days we just kept on working until the queue was finally at an end and everybody could relax.
Right. Yeah.
Sometimes so in this, shore for a walk.
this final week of Advent, we're thinking about that greatest gift of all, the gift of love, and the work of the Vine Trust is certainly sharing something of God's love with others around the world, in Amazon and in Africa. As we approach Christmas time, Maris, what is it that you are looking forward to as we finalise that Advent journey and reach Christmas once again?
I think the atmosphere of Christmas is very important, and the things that we do to try and spread the message of Christmas are very important. We had in Acharichol a very successful type of messy church, making Christmas decorations, and the children who attended were all very enthusiastic. I think that's one very important way to spread the message of Christmas. We're also looking forward to having a carol service and a service on Christmas Day in the morning. I think that it's so good to be able to do these activities again now, and everyone is enjoying this after all the restrictions of lockdown in the last couple of years. I think this is a very important time for families to try to be together, and things like Zoom meetings are great because they do enable people quite far apart to be able to link with each other.
We're able to connect in so many different ways through these Advent videos. There's actually been a wee bit of an Africa connection. Leslie Akeem was my guest on the Monday of week one, the week of hope, and she was talking about an African charity based in Kenya that she is involved in, and with some fundraising. And I also was able to have a conversation with my friend Logan Kumwenda in Malawi. Logan runs a nursery school, and I had introduced him to Zoom. We had occasionally been able to contact with WhatsApp, and occasionally WhatsApp video. He was delighted to come across Zoom, which seemed to be a little easier on the on the funds for the the top up cards for the internet. But it opens up so many different possibilities to know what's going on around our world. And well, I imagine Christmas in Tanzania and Uganda will be rather different from the Christmas that we know around the West Highland peninsulas here. Was Christmas something that was spoken about at all while you were in Africa? Have you any insights into how Christmas will be observed around the church in Tanzania or Uganda?
Yes, I have been in Uganda at Christmas time in the past, and there are family celebrations, meals together, Christmas services, Christmas carols. And I would imagine that the church I visited last time I was in Uganda last month will be having a big service, probably Christmas Eve and maybe Christmas Day. I think Christmas is very much part of the church life in Uganda, and it will be in Tanzania also.
So there's information about the Vine Trust at vinetrust.org, and we'll see that there's a note of that website in the description at the YouTube video. Maris, a question that I've been asking most of the guests this Advent: have you got a favourite Christmas carol, Christmas song? What are you looking forward to singing this Christmas?
Well, I always like In the Bleak Midwinter. Now, when I'm sitting at the moment, I'm looking out at beautiful snow and sunshine. So I wouldn't call this a bleak midwinter. I think it's a very beautiful midwinter.
A beautiful carol that speaks of, you know, what we can give. And you know, if I were a shepherd, I would bring a lamb. If I were a wise man, I would do my part. If I were a GP, I would share some love by going out to Africa and working with the Vine Trust. Maris, thank you so much for taking the time to have this conversation. And I hope that when Christmas comes, that it is a time filled with hope and peace, joy, and above all, that greatest gift of all, the gift of love. Maris, thank you very much, and have a happy Christmas when it comes.
Thank you, and same to you, Donald.
Thank you, Maris, and indeed thank you to all my guests who have shared in the Adventure 22 as we have journeyed with hope and peace, joy and love. Thank you to all who have listened, to all who have watched, to all who have commented, emailed and messaged. We reach the end of our Advent journey as the Christmas season now begins. Some words that we will perhaps hear often in this Christmas season. Words from Luke's Gospel. There were some shepherds in that part of the country who were spending the night in the fields taking care of their flocks. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone over them. They were terribly afraid. But the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid. I am here with good news for you that will bring great joy to all the people. This very day in David's town, your Saviour was born, Christ the Lord. And this is what will prove it to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger." Well, maybe some of you are taking care of sheep. Maybe some have other flocks to care for. Congregations, families, community, loved ones. Whatever it is that you are doing, whatever you are taking care of, take time. Take time to notice the angels. take time to pause and to visit the manger. Take time to see this thing, this wonder, this mystery of incarnation that is God's coming to you and to all the world with hope and peace, joy and love. As we end our Advent journey, let's take a moment, a minute, to be thankful, to think on those things that bring us joy and peace in our lives, the things for which we are grateful this Christmas time. Advent journey is over, the adventure complete, and the story continues. Tomorrow, Christmas Day, there will be Sunday worship video, as there is every Sunday. And that's the plan for 2023. I wish you a very happy, hopeful, peaceful, joyful, loving Christmas. God bless you all.
In the bleak midwinter, frosty winds made moan. Earth stood hard as iron, water like a stone. Snow had fallen, snow on snow. Snow on snow. In the bleak midwinter, long ago. Heaven cannot hold him.
Maiden bliss.